This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. In this last week before the election, we're going to examine one of the stars of this campaign season. Not bayonets or binders or even Big Bird. This topic is brought to you by the letter F, food stamps. Since the primaries, Republicans have been talking a lot about food stamps to make the point that Americans are too dependent on the government. From our Wealth and Poverty Desk, here's Marketplace's Shireen Marisol Meraji.
In the parking lot of the L.A. Regional Food Bank, Scott Wilderman took a break from packing up his truck to say hi.
You want me to sing you a song? Is that why you brought the mic?
Yep.
And did it my way.
Wilderman doesn't just do bad Sinatra impressions. He helps feed the hungry. And today, he was picking up food to take to his church pantry.
More people out of work, more food given out. More people on food stamps.
What do you think about that?
I can tell you this, that at our church, that they now have a lady that sits in there and signs people up for food stamps. So now they're, like, promoting food stamps to people.
Wilderman says it's the job of churches and charities to feed people, not the government. And he wants the government to stop spending money it doesn't have on food stamps. Republican vice presidential candidate Paul Ryan echoed that sentiment in a speech he gave on poverty just last week, saying a year's worth of state and federal government-supported programs for poor Americans added up to $1 trillion, and this is what we have to show for it.
During the last 4 years, the number of people living on food stamps has gone up by 15 million.
Economist Craig Gunderson teaches in the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Economics at the University of Illinois. He's a SNAP expert. That's what food stamps are called these days. And as far as politics goes,
I have no dog in this fight except that I want to make sure that all Americans have enough food to eat. And I think that SNAP plays a key role in that.
Right now, food stamps make up 2% of the annual federal budget. And Gunderson says that is money well spent.
Hunger, food insecurity have real costs to Americans, both in terms of higher health care costs, negative education outcomes. So by cutting back on this program, we would see increased health care costs and increased other problems.
Gunderson adds that the food stamp program is meant to expand in tough economic times and contract when the economy gets better. And it's been doing that successfully, he says, for almost 50 years. I'm Shireen Marisol Meraji for Marketplace.